As we continue to study our liturgy, we take a look at the gradual. Quote, "Have a good day at school, Billy," unquote. Billy walks out the door without replying. Quote, "Jane, enjoy your visit, and don't forget to call me when you get to Aunt Millie's house," unquote. Jane just picks up her suitcase and leaves. Quote, "Hi, Fred. Did you like the movie?" End quote. Fred simply rolls his eyes and walks away. By not responding when spoken to, Billy, Jane, and Fred were rude. Rude behavior reflects an attitude that is the opposite of reverence. And reverence for God calls us to respond when he speaks to us. Has it ever occurred to you that up until the epistle, or sometimes the Old Testament lesson for the day, our regular worship services involve our speaking rather than God speaking directly to us? Think about it. After a hymn, we begin with the invocation, in which the pastor opens up in the name of the one true God, the only proper object of our worship. Then we have a multi-part confession of sins in which we admit our own personal sinfulness which requires forgiveness based on what Christ has done. After that is the absolution, in which the pastor comforts us with the promise of forgiveness and adoption as God's own children, based on the finished work of Jesus. Following the absolution is the introit, a word which means beginning or entrance. As Pastor Klott explained in the September article on the introit, quote, "With assurance of God's grace in Christ, we are able to enter into God's presence and begin our service of prayer, praise, and instruction in his word," end quote. In the Gloria Patri, we express our praise for God. In the Kyrie, we ask for his mercy. And in the Gloria in Excelsis, we praise, bless, worship, and glorify God, and ask that he would hear our prayer and have mercy on us. The pastor then responds with the salutation and the collect for the day. Up to that point, it has been the pastor and the congregation speaking, but not God. But in the reading of the epistle lesson, or Old Testament reading, God speaks directly to us in his sacred word. What should follow that? Remember the rudeness of Billy, Jane, and Fred when they did not respond after being spoken to? Reverence calls for us to respond when God speaks to us. That is why the gradual follows immediately after the epistle lesson, or Old Testament reading. It is our response to God's having just spoken to us from his word. Luther D. Reed, in the Lutheran Liturgy, a book, defines the gradual in this way. The gradual is a liturgical arrangement of portions of psalms originally sung entire and from a step of the altar. A step is called a gradus. The first part constitutes the gradual proper and reflects the thought of the epistle. Sometimes the connection between the epistle and gradual is not obvious. Ideally, however, the gradual expresses our response to the thought of the epistle. Don't be like Billy, Jane, and Fred. Whether the gradual is sung by the choir, spoken by the pastor, recited by the congregation, or some variation of those, make it your personal and reverential response to God, who has just spoken to you, his child. This article was written by Craig Owings, a retired teacher and assistant editor of the Lutheran Spokesman. He lives in Cape Coral, Florida.